Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Horvat the second back on the show. John is the author of Return to Order, which we helped him launch on this show. Also, Lighting the Way. He co-authored that book with Norman Ferguson. And John is a scholar, a researcher, an educator, and a member of the Philadelphia Society of National Association of Scholars and Society of Christian Economists. He's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Great to be on.
You know, John, over the last 20-something years that I've been doing my show, the government has gotten involved in the economy, and insinuated itself monetarily, not fiscally. They insinuate themselves fiscally all the time, but that's their job to some degree. But from a monetary standpoint, they've been doing this now for... Well, my first reporting was back in 98 when you had the currency crash. The currency crash of Thailand and Russia in 98, and then 99 the Fed put money in the account in the economy for Y2K. They put about $50 billion overnight just to cover that scare. And then, of course, the big one later was the 2008 bailouts, and now we got this going on. All along those years, all those things that happened, one of the things that I learned when the government gets involved, there's a term, I'll think of it in a minute. But there's a problem when the government gets involved. They're putting their thumb on the scales of a natural economy, and it's a problem, isn't it? It helps in the moment, but it's a problem long term, isn't it?
Right. It distorts economy. It distorts the economy, and then the economists start reading a distorted economy and basing a lot of their ideas and their policies on this distortion, then it becomes a habit. I mean, that's what we're seeing. That's what's happening now, especially with the stimulus.
Right, and so now in the past, those others that I was talking about, those others, we seem to absorb those okay. Except, of course, the in 2008, the Fed's balance sheet grew to $4.5 trillion. And they tried to unwind that, but about the time they started, they were about halfway through that. We got hit by this coronavirus,
right.
Now it's even bigger than that, isn't it? The Fed's balance sheet, which is the government basically printing money out of nothing from thin air,
right? And buying buying assets. I mean, buying troubled assets, buying all sorts of stuff they shouldn't be buying and shouldn't having on their portfolio, but they do. And they think it helps, but as you said, on the short term, it can provide a fix, but in the long term, it definitely has problems.
Well, and the term that I left me for a second ago is moral hazard. It's called moral hazard, and if you think about it, if you just think about it for a second, you realize how intuitive that is. It's a moral issue for the government to get involved in the operation. For example, if you have to borrow money to make payroll because you don't have a good business model, then that's really kind of a moral hazard. Now, if you have something that you think you can get over, you can get yourself out of. And you have to borrow money for an emergency. That's different, isn't it? And that's what isn't that what we have to decide right now? Is this something that we had to do, or is it and we can work ourselves out of, or is it something that can't be sustained?
Right. I mean, yeah. It's. I think it's definitely the latter. And They have a term for that. They call it zombie businesses, yeah. Zombie firms. And I mean, and these zombie firms are just
Do you think we have those in America? Because, you know, that's what happened in Japan back in the early 90s, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. There are zombie firms, and they're taking advantage of the payrolls and a lot of the stimulus. In fact, they're the ones that are, you know, first in line because their business models
do you have a name? Are you prepared to call a zombie firm right now?
You know, I don't. I read about it. I read about it in the Wall Street Journal in one of the major essays, and you know, uh-huh. they were pretty emphatic about it. That these are the firms that are
See, folks, and the scary part is this scenario is what caused Japan to still be in a 30-year lost decade. They're still recovering from when they propped up those companies back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Quick break, right back with John Horvat after the break. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.